After nearly 1 year in office, Governor Josh Shapiro is driven to make it easier to do business in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It was one of his campaign promises before he was elected. Cut through red tape to reopen I-95 12 days after an overpass collapse, he helped do that.
We rebuilt I-95 in just 12 days, and we showed the nation what Philadelphia and Pennsylvania are all about.
Slash red tape for business and corporate filings. He helped make that happen, too.
It took 8 weeks to get a corporate license filed in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Today, it takes only 3 days. We are moving at the speed of business.
And businesses are taking note and hoping Sherelle Parker, the soon-to-be new mayor of Philadelphia, takes a page from the same playbook to signal the city is open for business. WHYY's business reporter Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza joins us to imagine the possibilities. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
We're talking about streamlining. What about streamlining in Pennsylvania, including in Philadelphia, is most attractive to businesses?
I would say first and foremost, clear communication. When you're running a business, you need to communicate what you need and get it done in a time-efficient way. A lot of times when folks deal with government, it's not efficient, and sometimes they just can't even get through the door to communicate what they need.
Well, Governor Shapiro has clearly communicated some of his plans, some of his goals, and he's making them happen.
He is. You know, it's funny that government doesn't typically do that. Typically, politicians will make promises and they don't do what they say. And I think something a lot of business leaders told me is that they appreciated that he made a promise and then he actually did it. And they were able to get through the process and continue about their day and help stimulate the economy.
Well, let's look at an example. The basic business license took so many days at one point, and that's been shaved dramatically. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the state essentially reduced the average processing times for business and corporate filings from 8 weeks to just 3 days. You know, when you go to the DMV, you wait in line and you know it's going to take 8 hours at the DMV.
Yeah.
It's almost like you could go to the DMV and be out in like an hour.
How did they shave off the days?
It really depended on the specific department. Sometimes they used more personnel, so they, you know, used a contractor to kind of cut through backlogs. Sometimes they kind of looked at the actual processes that existed and just started asking questions like, is this really necessary? And sometimes they just said, you know what? We're going to cut some steps and we're going to make this more efficient.
But they have to do it within a certain legal parameter?
Yes. When you file for a license at a, you know, government level, there are laws that exist. You can't just do whatever you want. There's a lot of nuance in government. And so you have to follow the letter of the law, the spirit of the law, but the process can be anything you want.
The governor's office also completed the first ever catalog of, I think it's 2,400 state permits, certificates, licenses, other necessary filings to begin working or starting your business in the state. They also cut wait lists, backlogs, wait times for different government approvals and services. And as you were mentioning, I guess this was a combination of using personnel, using technology. How did they do this?
I think they just sort of started at a department level and they said, okay, what's possible and what would be ideal, putting the human at the center? Because, you know, businesses every day think about their customer, but governments don't typically operate like that. A lot of governments think about the law first, then the customer is at the end. And so government essentially borrowed a philosophy from business and put the end user or the customer at the beginning of the process.
Well, Kristen, it's not like the city of Philadelphia has not tried any of this stuff. I mean, they've tried to make some advances. They've updated the website, for instance, for the city.
It's been difficult. The city has updated phila.gov. They've done this sort of human-centered design concept. So instead of having a link on the website that says, this is where you go for the water department, they say, okay, you want to pay your water bill, you can pay your water bill this way. That navigation is easier. But the problem with running the state and running the city the same way is really L&I.
Licenses and inspections.
Yes. It's a huge boulder in the way. You know, at the state level, there's a chief transformation officer, and they are empowered to move that boulder, like L&I, out of the way. But at the city level, they just don't really have that authority or power or ability to make that happen.
Is that a boulder Sherelle Parker, soon to be mayor, could push out of the way when she's sworn in the new year?
It's possible she could tackle this, but she has a long laundry list of things that she wants to prioritize first that a lot of people say she has to prioritize first, such as public safety and health of the city. There's no sense when you open a business to open it somewhere and make it easy to open a business if there's trash on the street outside of your business, if there's folks who need help on the street as well. And so, you know, she really has to take care of the physical space and the people who live here before we can start doing economic development.
Thanks for your time this morning, Kristen.
Thank you.